Première question, Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Laurent. Nice to speak to you again. I was wondering if we could go back to March. We haven't been able had the chance to speak since then. And after that last game against Belleville, you were recalled by Montreal, and that game never took place. Can you describe how you felt at that time when you got that news?
Yeah, well, it was a mixed feeling. We came out a big game against Belleville, a big win, and then Joel called me in the office and told me I was called up. But then when I get out of the office, I heard that the NBA had canceled their game for the night. So I kind of knew a little bit that the next day there was a possibility that the NHL would cancel their game too. But I was still very happy to get the call, even if I didn't play that night.
And if I can ask just a second question,
Sure.
how do you feel that the signatures that were made by the Canadians in the offseason affect your chances to get another opportunity this year?
Well, I think it's a good move by Mark because I think they want to go a long way in the playoffs and to have experience like Perry and Frolik, for example. I think it's for sure it's good for the team and doesn't mean I'm not gonna get an opportunity later. We never know, but cannot be mad about those signatures. I think it's a good move for the team.
Prochaine question. Next question, Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Laurent. Taking part in Canadian training camp, there was a unique opportunity with the scrimmages to have, the kind of Group B play against the NHL team. How did you take that experience and take from that and the opportunity to showcase yourself?
I think it was just to show that we can play with those guys, even if we were almost all the Rocket team. So it was just to show what you can do, even if it was just two games and we didn't play for a long time. But we just tried to do our best and show what we can do and try to be confident, even if we were up against a good NHL team.